92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. With concerns over ICE arrests increasing in the Midwest, the head of an immigrant rights group is trying to focus on good information. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera is pushing the round-the-clock hotline for confirmed ICE sightings.
It is 1-800-427-0213. And in nearly all of the recent ICE activity, which has picked up here in Wisconsin, this has been used as a way to centralize these reports. We have been encouraging people to not post or repost sightings on social media until they're verified in order to avoid unnecessary fear and misinformation.
Newman-Ortiz says the hotline is staffed by volunteers 24/7. Homeland Security says their agency is simply following current laws and wants to work with local departments on transfers of inmates. While the entire nation seemed to be thinking about football in the Super Bowl last week, one city had basketball on its mind. The Oshkosh Area School District held a special ceremony to honor one of its own, Tyrese Halliburton, who has excelled on the basketball court. Halliburton has become a household name in professional basketball, most recently as an Indiana Pacer. And last week, he was inducted into the Oshkosh North High School Hall of Fame.
I made it to the NBA. That's really cool. Been my dream my whole life, and I'm able to do that. And I hope that that inspires you guys up there to chase your dreams and do what you want to do, no matter what that is. That's not just basketball or sports or a job. Whatever it is you want to do, it's possible. But it takes a lot of work to do it, and it's worth it in the end.
Halliburton is a 2018 graduate of Oshkosh North. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau last week to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty, we talked about childcare, we talked about healthcare, and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Diane Muehlmans is the new Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge for Branch 3. Governor Tony Evers announced her appointment last week to fill the vacancy created when Judge Raymond Huber died. Muehlmans will complete a term that ends July 31st, 2027. Prior to her appointment, she served as Corporation Counsel for Waupaca, Marathon, and Green Lake Counties. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of such programs in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans who are struggling with homelessness in our state. In honor of Black History Month, One University of Wisconsin is opening an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King. The showcase at UW-Eau Claire will be open all month, and according to UWEC officials, the exhibit in the Davies Center features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one consumer complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2025. The agency released its list of the top 10 consumer complaints of 2025 last week. Number two were complaints about telemarketing, which included phishing, spoofing, imposter scams, robocalls, harassments, and violations of the Do Not Call registry. Rounding out the top five were complaints about home improvements, telecommunications, and identity theft. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. It's back-to-back for the Badger women. Wisconsin is back on top in women's college hockey. They beat top-seeded Ohio State 3-2 yesterday to win another national title. It's Wisconsin's ninth championship, the most in NCAA history. A man is facing multiple firearm, drug, and other related charges after being arrested on property owned by Girl Scouts in West Bend. A spokesperson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says that Paul David ran a drug operation in a home on Camp Silver Lake with his wife and two kids. Girl Scout CEO Anna Simpson says an employee is now on leave for their alleged involvement and they're denying any knowledge of prior connections. David is out after posting a $75,000 bail and his next appearance in court is due in May. The idea of government-run grocery stores is getting talked about by a candidate who's running for governor. A new proposal would let Wisconsin open government-run grocery stores. That idea comes from members of the Legislative Socialist Caucus, including Francesca Hong, who says too many communities don't have access to affordable food. Their plan would be to spend about $100 million to launch and support a public option, which would focus on neighborhoods that need them the most. Some grocery stores that have closed recently say theft is one of the reasons that they have to cease operations. The bill doesn't have a path forward this session since lawmakers have already adjourned. And a resolution is aiming to remove funding towards the Flock automatic license plate reader for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. It cites concerns raised by people who live in the area, state policymakers, and privacy experts about data sharing and use beyond the system's original purpose. The resolution was introduced at a Dane County Board of Supervisors meeting on Thursday of last week. If adopted, it would remove the funding and prohibit further money from being used on that system. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers win the national title by beating Ohio State in the finals of the Frozen Four, 3-2. The Badgers' Claire Enright with the winning goal in the third period. The game played on the Penn State campus.
And here comes Enright to the net. Walks in. Oh, it's good!
No words, like I'm still in disbelief, but yeah, no shot is a bad shot, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We came together as a team and we just believed in each other.
The Badgers winning the national championship for a second year in a row. NBA, Bucks on the road tonight. On the West Coast, they face the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks coming off a win Saturday night in Phoenix. They beat the Suns 108-105. Baseball, Brewers got clobbered by the Cubs 12-0 to finish out their Cactus League schedule. They'll open a two-game exhibition series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds before the season opener this Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.